to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land far across the sea, where human beings are only visitors. Home to a civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island.
Today's story takes us to the River Village. Here we can see the young pups taking a break from the heat by playing in the shallows. A mother teaches her young one to swim while his sister plays Marco Polo with her friends. Up on the bank, in front of her house, sits a little girl pup. From the house, an older otter emerges, his appearance a strange sight to behold.
What in the world? Is that you?
Of course it's me, Squirt.
Supposed to be.
If you had any culture whatsoever, you'd know that I'm supposed to be the spirit of the island. I'm in the play that's being put on down at the markets.
A play? Can I come?
No. I'll be up on stage. There'd be no one to watch you.
I don't need anyone to watch me. I'm a big girl.
You know the rules. Mom and Dad don't want you going off by yourself until you're older.
I'm old enough.
Whatever. See you later.
Hey, Chrissy, come play Marco Polo with us.
Coming!
It looks like the play hasn't started yet.
So, what is this play about?
It's about the time Shelltail the Warrior defeated a whole troop of the Gheel single-handedly.
Oh, that will make a welcome break from reality.
Hey, are you being sarcastic on me, Tim?
Who? Me? No. I'm never sarcastic.
Hey, alright.
Hey there, sister.
Ophelia, come on over. Tim, this is my sister Ophelia. Sis, this is Tim the robot.
Does he come with video games?
I'm afraid not.
Oh well, he's cute.
Ophelia?
What? He is, isn't he?
Olivia tells me you're an actor. Are you in this play?
Me? No, not this one. What I want to do is a big musical number. I've been waiting to do one for years.
What is stopping you?
Most otters can't sing. Not in key, anyhow.
Makes me long for the good old days.
Oh, yeah. What grand times we had, singing about countries of the world or elements of the periodic table. But now it's time for the educational part of our program.
I am curious now.
Back in Homeworld, we used to do a kid's show. It's what we were created for, actually. It was me, Ophelia, Oprah, and Adette. I was the one with the funny accent.
Do your sisters live here on the island?
No, no. They decided to stay at home and do guest spots on a show with a talking stock of broccoli.
Glad we got out of there.
You know it.
Meltrum, there him is. Praise Point Metal him for you.
Ah, there you are. I thought I'd find you here.
Hello, Malcolm.
I need to talk with you after the play, Tim.
Certainly.
Our story opens upon a fine morn, when our hero and his trusty squire must steel themselves for combat with a hearty breakfast. Thank you.
What a lovely day it is today, so fair, and yet my heart doth tremble so.
My Shelltail, why hast thou not eaten thy fillet of heron, which I so lovingly prepared?
I do believe we are late.
I don't think we're too late, Shelty. The play's only just starting.
It is so crowded, we are not going to get good seats.
What if we climbed up one of those trees? There should be a perfect view from up there.
Friend Truman, do I look to you like I am made for climbing trees?
Good point. Over on that rock, then.
Capital, you first.
Excuse us.
What
news? Pardon us. Mind? Ow! Gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step in your whiskers.
You... What are you two doing under this rock?
We're trying to watch the play!
But you cannot see a thing from down there. Why don't you come up and sit on the rock with us?
Because I don't want the island to see me!
I beg your pardon?
The island! Up on stage! They sent me to snitch on me!
You mean you're not supposed to be here?
Uh-oh.
Here. Hide behind this branch. If anyone asks, we'll tell them you're our pet bush.
Yes, master!
A bitch in Stime saves times!
Friend Drippa, thou hast slopped water upon my floor.
It is the fault of the princess, good Shelltail. She hath instructed me to swim neath the mountain until my fare was soaked through.
Which princess hath done this to thee?
I serve only the lady who gazes from the window, Princess Sella.
Window Sella has slopped her dripper.
Shh! Sorry, Beelzebubbit.
What light from yonder bedroom window breaks?
Dripper!
Why?
Hi, Amanda. Mommy and Daddy said I could come sit with you. Here, have some salmon punchy. Thank you.
Noble quest to vanquish the Nagil.
Yea, I would be glad to.
Mr. Amanda's daddy? Is it true that you turned Mr. Greylock into an eagle for display?
No, I'm not that kind of magician.
What kind are you?
I study magic. I don't do magic.
You don't turn otters into birdies?
No. I can, but I don't.
But he can spot a weirdies from 100 miles away. My daddy's the best magician ever. He can make stuff out of nothing.
Fair is foul, and foul is fair. And all the other words have been seriously jiggered about with as well.
Is anyone going to eat that meat?
I cannot eat it. So troubled am I that the taste is as tears in my mouth.
Thou wert never one to cry foul.
I myself was given but a measly wing this morn. Gladly would I exchange it to partake of this, a full course, begging to be consumed.
A course?
Of course, my wingdom for a course.
Gordon Bennett.
Thou shouldst be glad.
Richard the Third, actually.
Wings. To many hungry creatures, they would be as sweet as cobbler, even with the feathers still attached.
It may be cobbler.
Are you all right, Orin?
But to me, it's I'm punishment.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Former master
okay.
Into a hornet.
I guess I'm a little
you
jealous of Sam.
The wizard?
Why is that?
Is that not his own
I always
fault?
Wished I had a family.
What about Amanda?
Oh, I'm crazy about Amanda. It's just, you know, I'd like to have a wife and some flesh and blood kids.
Excuse me, could you keep it down? You're distracting from the play.
Sorry. I mean, I'm not unhappy, but when I see the way Sam and Sam look at each other...
What about that blonde-haired girl you're so keen on?
Sadie? She hates my guts. Shh. Sorry. I have no idea what I did, either. She just won't speak to me. Ow! Sorry. I'll shut up now.
You wanted to see me, Malcolm.
Yes. I assume you heard about what happened at HQ?
Grant told me about the potted plants, which turned out to be bombs.
That's right. I almost didn't notice the plants were wilted. The Nagil intended to take us out en masse as they began their assault on the island.
I regret not being there. Perhaps my robotic senses would have...
Don't worry about that. That isn't why I wanted to talk to you. What you need to know is... We thought that the battle decimated the Nagil army. It didn't.
Sir?
We don't know where they're coming from, but brand new Nagil fighters have been performing raids in the less populated areas. One of them even set fire to the human settlement at the north end of the forest.
I shall record and process this information.
You're responsible for the fjord and the peninsula. I want you to make sure everyone in your area is aware that the Nagil are still a threat.
You can count on me.
I like days like this. I wish every day to be like this.
Me too. But my dad says I have to start going to school.
Mine too. They say I can't swim and eat water until I go to swimming lessons.
Me too. And they want me to study burrow building so I can dig out my own room.
Why do we have to study that stuff? I mean, you just dig. How hard can it be?
That's what I say.
It's not fair. Our parents act like we can't do anything because we're little.
It's not fair.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should move away and dig our own burrow.
Yeah!
Chrissy! Supper time!
Oh! I gotta go! What the...
What?
That was some good tuna, Dad.
Thanks, Max. I'm glad you liked it.
May I have some taffy for dessert?
Oh, I don't think so. You've already eaten two apples. That's enough sugar for this time of night.
Oh, please. I brought some sweet food.
Your father said no. Now be a good girl and go take your bath and get ready for bed.
But, Mom, I've been in the water all day today. Why do I have to take a bath?
Because when you play, you're not getting clean. I want you to come back from the river with clean fur, young lady. I'm not going to have a child of mine catching cold because her fur was dirty.
And you can quit pouting if you don't want that little black lip of yours to stick like that.
I don't need a bath. Wildlanders don't have to take no bath.
Hi, Chrissy. Your mom making you take a bath, too?
My God.
I got in trouble for sneaking off to the play. How about you?
My parents don't know.
Lucky you.
It makes me mad. I'm not allowed to do anything the big pups do. I can't play ball with them. I can't use the boat by myself. I'm not allowed to hunt fish by myself.
Wanna play on the slide?
Okay!
Chrissy, get off that slide! I told you to get clean, not covered in mud.
My mom's no fun.
What was that?
I said okay, Mom! How did the play go?
It was okay. Blaylock forgot a line, but Tack covered for him.
It was funny when he did that.
How did you know that?
Yeah, you told me.
Right. Anyway, it went well. Big turnout.
Are you going to do it again tomorrow? Maybe I'll come see.
Nah, it's not really for little kids. Besides, after the play, me and the guys are going to the ice skates. We've made a humongous ice slide, and we're going to spend the afternoon sliding on it.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Sorry, short stuff. It's for big pups, not little squirts. Sure you are.
Mmm, do I smell real bacon?
Haha, you sure do. Come on in. Here's an egg with some bacon and a glass of milk for you. We don't eat lying down. Sit up, Chrissy.
But Dad, the Callans always eat like this.
Callans are sea otters. If they spill their milk, it goes in the water. Now sit up.
What?
Chrissy, you just dumped milk all over me.
I'm sorry.
It's going to take forever to clean the sleeping mat.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go eat your breakfast outside.
But...
outside, now.
Here in the tree.
Yeah! How'd you get up there?
I climbed. I got claws good for climbing.
Oh!
I'm gonna do it. I'm moving away. I came to ask you to go with me.
Where would we go?
South of the orchard. It's a great spot and nobody will bother us there.
Or tell us to take a bath.
Or go to school.
Or where we can and can't go.
So what are we waiting for?
Are you okay?
I met the paw. I'm fine. Come on, let's go.
So,
This is what your famous what's-it plant did, is it? Not a lot left, is there?
Yes. Kimmel placed them in there.
The snake?
Snake!
A warrior does not insult his enemies, Pawful. He takes action, or does not take action.
It's a little late to take action, Quark. He's still a snake.
I can't help but admire the strategy. All those raids made this building seem like the safest place on the island. The real threat came from something totally innocuous. If Malcolm hadn't noticed that the plants were wilted, we might all have died.
What happened to K-Mal, then?
You don't want to know.
Malcolm did it, man. It was beautiful.
It is unbecoming to rejoice in an enemy's suffering.
Well, he got what he deserved. I find it hard not to rejoice.
The island disagrees with you.
How is that, Flair?
It knew that though Kemal's actions were evil, his intentions were to create a stronger defense for the island. It is not simply black and white.
A beast's heart is measured by what he does with his hands, not his head.
I agree. It's what you do that really matters. Right, Shade?
Yes? I smell a lady approaching.
Hello? I'm sorry to bother you folks, but I need your help. My daughter is missing.
Not at Mount Sploosh.
Are you sure?
I searched every pool. I had Immy and Migo search, too. I just came home to get a fish or two. Then I'm going to go look over by the hot springs.
What about the museum? Maybe I should go look in the museum?
No, you need to stay here in case they come home.
Right. Can't look in the museum if I'm here now, can I?
Don't worry, sweetie. We'll find them.
So, he's advancing on me, jabbing with his trident, so I do the only thing I can do. I jump in the lagoon.
You got away?
No, I didn't. The moment I dove in, there were three more of the monsters just crackling with electricity. I was sure I was gonna get fried.
What did you do?
Heh, I didn't have to do anything. The next thing I knew, the lagoon was full of dolphins. They rammed the fish faces like runaway tidal waves. Turns out Tiglath brought them.
That's marvelous.
So how about you?
I was up by the stadium. Blaylock, Zaro, and I were throwing rocks at the McGill trying to climb up the cliff.
Somebody's coming towards us.
Excuse me, travelers.
Oh, hello there. I remember you. You're the pine resin guy.
The name is Timothy.
Yeah, I'm Tack. But you knew that. This is Sena.
Hello.
Where are you bound?
I'm going to get some seeds from Tailwind down at the fjord.
Be certain to stay together. There have been reports of heightened Nagil activity.
What? Even after that tremendous battle?
I'm afraid so.
Maybe we could stay with Tailwind overnight.
A sensible precaution.
We might want to do that anyway. The way the sky looks, I imagine we're in for a storm tonight.
I've never eaten so much fruit in my life.
That was good fruit.
Starting to get dark. I should probably start digging us a burrow.
Good idea. I'm going to make a slide. How is the burrow coming?
Kinda slow. I think I'm gonna be sick.
Me too.
Who dares?
Mindy, please tell me that with you.
There's something in the water.
Let me get to the bottom of this.
You have angered Tussaud, seeker and stouter than Akira. You shall suffer.
We didn't do anything.
We were just trying to dig a house and get out of the rain.
House? You furry creatures are pathetic to call this a house. And in digging out this sad hollow, you have fouled my water with mud and vomit. I was dining on the carcass of a porpoise in peace and resting from my duties when my water turned into a choking cloud.
We didn't mean it!
I care not whether you meant it. You are designed as seeds. You need to find a moon before the face of our time.
It's not your island. You're just a bunch of
bullies
and you
want to
steal it.
It's Thursday. You can be first. What? Where did that arrow come from?
You two are extremely lucky. If I'd arrived a second later, you might have both been killed. The other members of the patrol will be here shortly once they see my flare arrow. You two have caused a lot of worry. The entire island is looking for you.
We're sorry.
You don't need to apologize to me. I'm on the patrol. It's my job to rescue naughty little pups from an Aguil in the middle of a storm. But if I were you, I'd have an apology ready for your parents.
Trouble, Gabe?
We saw your arrow and came as fast as I could fly.
Grant, you're right. He was in a gale. Looks like a scout. Might be trouble brewing.
First things first. Let's get you two cleaned up and warmed up. Gabe, will you fly back to the river village and inform the families?
Will do.
Narai, find Tim. Tell him what happened and to be on the alert.
Yes, sir.
You be good and do what Mr. Jack tells you, okay, Celia?
Okay, Daddy Willie.
Hi, my name is Sanji. What's yours?
I'm Percy.
Oh, you must be the other one that went missing last night.
Other one?
Yeah, I was just talking to Hala. She's here at school, too.
Hi, Hala.
Hi, Percy.
So, you're grounded too?
Yeah, for a month. You?
2 months.
Ouch.
I don't really mind. After last night, I kind of like being at home. I don't even mind all the rules because at least at home I'm safe and warm and not sick and I don't get attacked by that either.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to welcome all those who I see in class for the first time. I'm Chuck, your teacher. And today, we're going to learn how to properly dig out a burrow.
It's going to be a long time.
Island?
I am here.
You didn't need to summon me, you know. Every day since I healed, I've come here to pay my respects to Pama, to touch his headstone and feel the memories.
Many others feel the same loss, for all those who made their own sacrifice.
I expected to be alone with my thoughts. It's just a little difficult knowing you're hovering over me.
And that upsets you?
No, it's comforting. I know what you're about to say, Island. And you're right. Grief is something to be shared. I've held mine in for too long.
This is true, but not perhaps the way you realize. I understand all your emotions, Malcolm. Even those you do not understand yourself.
What are you trying to tell me?
You have something with you today. Something I sense of great importance.
Kimmel's journal. Grant found it hidden away in Kimmel's quarters. It had a spell glyph on it that only I could release. His farewell message.
Would you be willing to read it to me? I would very much like to hear it, if it would help soothe your pain.
I must have read it 100 times already, but... all right. Malcolm, if you are reading this, then thankfully I have failed. I won't try to explain or give any noble reasons for what I am doing.
None of that means anything now. I'm going to leave the shore where I know we will have to face you, because I know that if anyone would be able to stop the filth with me, it would be you. I'm glad you're getting this message, as it means you survived. The only other reason would be because you too betrayed everything good in the world, in which case, I hope you rot in hell.
Of the meeting this morning. We are at a crisis point. The Nagil are working to a plan. Based on what we know, we need to anticipate that plan and counter it. We'll start by evaluating their tactics so far. Grant, if you would begin?
The first assault on the Fjord village, when we lost Pama, took us all by surprise. Once they had made us bleed, they kept pressing home until I pressured you into shoring up the defense of the Fjord village.
I was part of that battle, if you recall. But we didn't have the immediate resources to make up the shortfall until the junior trainees could complete their course.
Exactly. They have expendable troops through strength of numbers, and we do not. We had become complacent, and the Nagils took full advantage of that.
Once the Fjord village had recovered enough to defend itself, the Reef village became the next major target. After that, they changed strategy, carrying out several hit-and-run raids at the same time, in as many places as they could reach, spreading our forces out thinly and tiring out our Sky Scouts trying to keep track of them all. They've been one step ahead of us the whole time, testing us.
Nagil too smart!
The last attack led by Kimmel himself explains that.
Precisely. We must assume that Nagil have information on every aspect of our operations. Manpower, weaponry, even our daily routine. That will not have ended with Kamal's death until we go on the offensive.
Daily routine.
Malcolm.
We always meet here in the morning after a major event. Always. Has anyone been looking after the potted plants?
Are you serious? Who has time to think about flowers with Nagil raids going on?
And why has it taken 2 weeks for them to...
It can't be.
All of them! Out! Quick! Everyone, get out now!
Hey! What's going on?
Do as he says!
Hurry!
Run! Why? Even as I killed him, I never thought... How could he go so far?
You're alive! I heard it, but I couldn't believe. Malcolm, the Nagil have started swarming out of the island, arising out of the sea in a mass attack.
A signal. Our deaths were to be their signal.
Kimmel!
Reconcile what you did and be all you can be. Tell your father, I'm sorry I couldn't do more to heal the rift in your heart. Hopefully, one day, you will find a way to do that. Well, I'm off to die for what becomes the greatest traitor Otter Island has ever known. Since you're reading this, it's obviously the first. Hopefully, this attack will be enough to end those pointless debates and have the reserves created. My only regret is that I will not get the chance to see the man you will grow to be. Maybe I will get to glimpse
him today before I see no more. Peace and good life, Kimmel. I can't forgive him, Island. This journal, and the explosion, the attempt on all our lives, I cannot reconcile the two. When we faced each other, the day of the last Nagil raid, did he let me destroy him in the end, believing I couldn't stop myself? Was it his atonement for the blood he was about to spill? Or the easy way out, so he wouldn't have to accept the consequence? Was it the action of a martyr or a coward? I'm so confused. I don't know what to think.
Then ask him yourself.
What?
Your emotions are strong. I know what it is that truly troubles you. Look.
Palma's headstone. It's Kimmel's name.
Feel his answer. He wants you to know, Malcolm. Touch.
I'm seeing Kimmel's life, bits and pieces. Growing up a fighter, placing his loyalties to the patrol, being sworn in at last as new leader. But it's changing. It's myself, much younger. And Travis, Gria, he's watching what I did to my best friend. Changing again. He's there, my initiation to the patrol. He's shouting at me, baiting my rage talk. The time we fought when I drove his broken staff from my shoulder to stop myself. I told him if he ever spoke that way about Travis again, I would kill him. Doubt and uncertainty worried for the island's safety. A decision. Nagil's meeting the Emperor. Disgusting. Pot plants. Placing them in headquarters. It's going to kill us, and yet I can feel faith. Now it's red. Visions are all red. It's our final battle. Great Kriya, look at me. He's watching my rage as the slaughter has been given us apart. Son is captured. He's finally witnessed. Let it go. I'm coming for him now. I can't watch. I have to watch. The rage is gone. It's my own choice. My wound is on him.
Fading.
Gone.
But I remember. He was smiling at me as he died. And pride. He was proud of me. As though everything had been worth it just for that moment. Knowing that his actions would allow us all to save many. And I can hear a last lingering message. Something from back in training. I remembered it before the headquarters was destroyed.
How do you bait a trap if your prey won't be tempted in with what you offer?
You make everywhere else it goes more threatening than where your trap is.
Then it will run to where it thinks is safe, unknowing that therein lies the true danger.
Island, I understand. He taught me how to beat his own trap, and I followed his words. When he smiled as I killed him, he was counting on me. He knew I would save them all. We in turn saved the island. In a strange way, it was his trust. The pain is gone. I can forgive him now.
Headstone. It's Palma's again.
That was for you alone. Few others would understand what he did and why, enough to think of him as anything but a traitor. That is why he chose to fight you and not the patrol, and why this was shown to you.
And the rest of the patrol will curse him forever for it. Only I will ever know his true feelings and loyalties. Even after all the bloodshed, all the pain and anguish, almost seems unfair.
That was his responsibility to bear. He knew what he felt he had to do, and what you would have to do in return. To die at your hand was the fate he embraced. He accepted it all. It was his choice. He would never want you to justify his actions, Malcolm. He only wanted you to see. You understand now. Be free. Perhaps in time, others will come to understand, and Kemal can be free too.
Perhaps, but I doubt it. Written histories will outlast us all, except you.
But history is not a constant. The actions of a single man have altered those of a whole generation, and will continue to do so again. The future is merely history, not yet in the making.
Island, I want to thank you.
But I did nothing. Each man has to overcome his own pain. All I did was show you the first step to take. You and Kemal did the rest.
Thank you anyway. It's good to know exactly what it is we strive to protect. I have to go. I've barely shown my face at temporary headquarters in days. They must be worrying about me.
I thought I'd find you here.
Grant?
How do you feel?
Tired. No, exhausted. But whole again, I think.
The island felt your pain. It sent for me, just as I assume it asked for you here. The patrol owes you a great deal, Malcolm, but we need you back.
I hope you're not going to complain to me again about shirking my responsibilities.
Only if you wish me to.
There is one thing I wish of you, Grant. From a trainer to his former student, I want you to promise me this one thing. But should I ever become corrupted, you won't hesitate in dispatching me the way I did Kemal.
You don't believe it will ever come to that?
No, just that I trust in your inner strength and courage. I need your word, Grant, for the peace of mind of both of us.
Timothy, what was it you wanted to show me?
You asked me to be your eyes and ears. Take a look at the screen in my chest.
A dead Nagil.
Yes. I photographed this after last night's attack south of the orchard. Look at the reflection in the water as the lightning flashes. And pause right there.
That's no Nagil. What is it?
Enhancement of the image shows what appears to be a despot, an aquatic mole, and one emaciated nearly beyond recognition.
We have several such creatures on the island. They're called mermals. Their dimension was overrun by an evil spirit, so they sought refuge here. But I can't believe a mermal would ever willingly be transformed into a Nagil.
Your Majesty, whatever spirit has taken over the mermal homeworld, I believe it is aiding the Nagil by replenishing their troops.
This is grave news indeed. If it is true, it means that we have gained the unwanted attention of the dreaded Nexicor. God save us all.
Hello once again. I'm Orin the Otter.
And I'm Max. Hi.
In today's episode, Hala and Chrissy learned about the dangers of running away from home.
My sister had the misfortune to run into a Nagil. While there may not be Nagils where you live, there are things which are just as dangerous.
Here on the island, it's easy to tell friend from foe.
Out in the human world, they all look pretty much the same. There are humans out there who would cause you harm if they could.
So keep alert. If you must travel, travel with a friend.
Always let your parents, or an adult you can trust, know where you are.
And never, under any circumstances, gorge yourself with fruit and throw up on someone's head.
Oh, and be careful with your milk, too.
In our next episode, three intrepid otters travel to another world to learn the truth about Nexicool and to make a very unusual new friend.
That's the first of the month, right here on OtterTunes.
God bless you, and good night.
This has been the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players and stars Orin Otter, Hala Doug, K9S O'Farrell, Max Goof, Ashen Fox, Van Bull, Wanderer Wolf, Robert Phelps, Martin Villainy, Time Lord, Bill Goyce, and Jude the Rat. This episode was written and directed by Orrin Otter and Ayla Doob, partially based on the story by John Krupp. Sound engineering by Ayla Doob, including music gratefully borrowed from Patty Kingsland of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Theme music written and performed by Chama C. Fox. Otter Island is made possible by the Pandora Families of Comics, which may be seen at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast on the Otter Tunes Shoutcast Radio Network.